Only two other shirim today and tomorrow. Two more shirim left. Let's try to cover whatever we can in the Chazara. Again, we can't cover anything. We're just making references to some things. But some of the highlights, Siyata Deshmaya. Yesterday we got as far as, which is not bad in the first day, after the Psicha, going local, we got as far as Kuv Beis Amid Beis. Okay? Kuv Beis Amid Beis. Let's take a look, see what it says there. Enough Kuv Beis Amid Beis. With the kasha of the Rishonim, we just quickly review what we said and start new things. Kuv Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara has over here. The Gemara says, Yivama Shigdila Ben Aachen, we're not afraid, Shemacholtz Osandal Yechamem in the sandbox. Because we didn't see it, but if we saw it, it's a problem. Iva Tanya, Benchin Iskavin, Hulun Iskavin, Hi, etc., Chalitza, Psula, Chiskavin, Lushnaya. That's the Gemara's Kash. Frank the Ramban, what kind of Kash is that? That should be Benichusa. About Tanya Benichusa, not a Tanya Bitmia. In other words, these two things seem to go together. Why do they go together? Because it says over here, it's Chalitza Psula. What does Chalitza Psula usually mean? We've been through this parak already. We know what it usually means. Psula, not it's a garnished, not it's a nothing. A Psula means it's not good enough to allow it to remarry, but at the same time it caused enough problems that she shouldn't be able to be marrying any one of the Achim. You know what's exactly what it says over here? So what's the Kasha? That Kasha goes back a long, long time in the early Rishonim, the Rimi Gash, who was, I believe, the Rambam's father's Rebbe. It goes back a long time, this Kasha. The Ramban quotes this question from the Rimi Gash. It gives a number of answers that he gave. And the question is, what are the various answers and how do we handle them? So I'm just going to review briefly what we said yesterday, very briefly, and then we'll go a little bit further. That's the Kasha. Where we find that psula means that the achin cannot marry, because the Ramban quotes a number of sources. Quotes the Gemara Kuf Hayim and Aleph by Rekika. So the psula means psula l'achin. Quotes the Mishnah Kuf Dalam and Beis, which says by cotton is psula, and the Gemara Kuf Hayim and Beis. This is a good brief chazar, good for us. Zudev Rav Meir, Avah Chacham Omer means Chalitza cotton klum. So ain't a klum, that's nothing. But Chalitza psula, by contrast, means it does pass. So the question is, what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara asking over here? What's happening? That's the kasha which the Ramban raised. So the Rimi Gash says, well, the Gemara is not really telling you the way it really is. But the Gemara has over here enough kuvavim and aleph that you do a chalitza, and then you tell them, listen, once you did this chalitza, which is chalitza psula, if still a law, chalotza chalitza malyasa. That's also a bluff. You bluffed them twice. That's the first teretz of the Rimi Gash. Second teretz depends what? If the skavin one of them, it's a chalitza psula, but if neither was mischavin, it's nothing. Okay, that over here, presumably neither was mischavin in the sandbox. Ramban doesn't like this teretz of the Rimi Gash, and he says as follows. When do we say it's psula l'achin if it's a chalitza without kavana, right? Or a kik without kavana? It's only in bezdin. That's the way I ended the shi'a yesterday. Only in bezdin. It's a kind of a maris ayin, as the Mukhi Yosef explains. It's a maris ayin. If it's a maris ayin, we understand very well why it's limited to bezdin. Because people see things in bezdin, they assume, oh, something official must have happened over here. And even though they presumed there was some kind of a chalitza, maybe the chalitza had some validity. And after such a chalitza, somebody's going to go on with having a yibum subsequently, which is a total disaster. Kevin Shabana Shuvlo Yivne, it's a serious violation. According to many, it's a daraisa. So therefore, we're afraid of that happening. Contrast that with the, we'll call the sandbox, which is the sugya over here, that's nothing. That's nothing, it's zero. Okay, that's one possibility. Oh. The Mugei Yosef talks about this, for those who want to look it up on page Tzadi Hey, in our print. The Gemara asks the question, asks the Kasha, Hanimil the Mishariya Alma, Avali Achin Mifsla, that's exactly the Gemara's teretz. So right there in Mugei Yosef explains, I feel the Bekavonas Echon Mehen. Veshamina mina, tafila shalo bebez in chayshinan shem mekivna psul alach and kolecha dechazina dechol tolecha mehem. Right, that we do. But since Medina, she's chav l'shneem, lo mifsal neymaris ha'ayin, pastinu l'midrabonon, mistabram in the Mugei Yosef ha'ayin ha'dafka b'maisa ki hai, dechol tza, delav orach ara b'hochi. Who else, since when did people take someone else's shoe off? Rabbi, in your whole life, I'm serious, in your whole life, who remembers taking somebody else's shoe off? Less than half the people in the room. So I'm sure each one has a funny story how it happened. I'm not going to have time. If we had more time, we'd tell all the stories. But that's a rarity. But on the other hand, who hasn't seen, I asked Tim Kasha last time, when someone is talking and some saliva comes out of their mouth, that's Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. There's no one in the world can say I never saw that happen. It's impossible. Aval Rikika, Tloev Shabal Avachi. He already said it's impossible. Lo Chayshina lo Lemibs lo Bachi. Tilo Temachi, Koyavama Shagod Leben Achen Teyosalem. The Yevshah lo Rokha Lemifneim. It's impossible. Ulukama Pasina Rikika Bebezdin. Shema Menoke Darmina. Devi Ramban. The Ramban at the end says this, right, in part of the discussion, distinction between Bezdin and not Bezdin is one distinction. And between Chalitza and Rikika is an additional distinction. All found here in the Mugei Yosef, Rabosei page, Tzadi Hei, here in our print. Fine. The Rosh, Rabosei, turn to the Rosh. It says two things over here. I'm going to show you two Roshes, okay? We're going to rush through the Rosh, as they say, but we at least see it a little bit. Take a look, please. First, Simon Hay, quotes our Gemara. Shema Kivno, Afgav the Tanya ben Niskaven hu Niskaven he ben Niskaven he Niskaven hu Chalitza Zepsula she Niskaven Shneen ki Echad Hani Mishul Biyama Avoli Achen Mishula. Okay, so there's a question over here which the Korban Asanal Tzadik brings up. Shema Kivno, she herself. Rashi tells us the gifts of Shema Kivnu. And then he quotes in the Mugei Yosef, which we just spoke about a minute ago. Fine. But the Rosh I want to really speak about is in Siman Yud Aleph, because we, at the very end of the Shiur, we started talking a little bit. On Daf Kuv Vav, they fooled the guy. They made a whole complicated fooling story. What they say, go through a chalitza, and we'll say it's give him $200, and he won't do it, the whole story. All right? Or B'chachat HaKon, so the Gemara suggested initially. So the Gemara, what? What's the problem over here? There's an easy solution over here. Tell the woman to spit. Yomel HaShatog L'Befaneinu, V'Nimsalo. And then he'll force him to do a good chalitza. Wow. So the Rosh answers. No. The Rekika wouldn't help the Pasul. He quotes Al Gemara. Could base him in Beis. We're not afraid. Right? I says Tamad lo chazina, chazina chashina, and it's nothing. Well, it says ki chazina chashina shem mekivnu. Ama'av chalitza sandal itself. The main point of the chalitza ceremony. Lo ahanya lifsol below kavana. Koshkein rikika. So nothing passes, he says over here, without kavana. What does it mean? On the bottom it says shneim. Shneim, Kavana Shneim to Pasel. So therefore over here, where she's going to go through this spitting action, and it's not going to do it, not going to achieve anything. Why? Because he didn't have Kavana. This is the Kovetz Mefarshim Aleph on page Nun Zayin in our print on the bottom of the Rosh. Here's the Kashim Simen Tezvav. Chalot Slava Kakata Konsa Hashtemim Cho Yipsala. Alright, Aflo Niskavin Lachotalatira, Afilahochi Ifslo Kevin Shinaskavna, V v'tzarech iyun. It's a question of the Teferis Lemoshe against the Rush over here, Rav Osai, in Simen Yud Aleph. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. The Korban Asanel Sivkot Mem talks a similar talk over here. Rabbi Makshim, the El Simen Ekot Rabbeinu, which you saw a minute ago, Chashin and Shemekivna, Mash Avap Gav the Lo Kivain Hu, Mikom Lakom Pastin Aleachim. So we're back to square one. Back to square one. So I wanted to share with you, Rabbi Osai, a possible answer, like this. In the case of the Gemara Kuvav, they fooled him, but in a certain sense, they also, it's like this. And the Kuvav, she really had in mind that the Chalitza should work to make a mutter. Okay? So that's what she really thought. So therefore, it's enough to passel her. Over here, we're going to tell us, pull off a charade. It's not going to work. Wink, wink, spit. So even she has no kavanah. She has kavanah to try to dupe him. Not kavanah to really create a davash, which is matir. And therefore, it's not going to create a psul at all. That seems to be a better answer to this somewhat thorny question over here. Fine. Anyway, we have to go to the next topic because we're gradually running out of time. Let's discuss the shoe. What's considered to be a shoe? So what's considered to be a shoe is the next sugya. Kuv Bezim and Bezim. We started talking about it a little bit yesterday. Van Palya Chalitzos Apsula. See, An Palya is not considered to be a shoe. One wants to know other areas of halacha where maybe it is considered to be a shoe. Kanban Palya Shal Or. Kanban Payashal Beged. And we throw in Yom Kippur as well. So Yom Kippur and Chalitza are now sort of being put in the same box over here. So that's relevant for us. We have to be mispah that we're never, ever going to be involved in Chalitza ourselves, Yiratzen, but we're going to have Yom Kippur. So what kind of shoe you light away Yom Kippur is a direct outgrowth of this sugya, as the Mefarshim explained. So we'll try to go through it a little bit at a time. Just, again, everything was just some of the highlights of what it's all about. So, Rabbi Osai, we understand full well that the primary definition of anal is tachash, made from leather. The Gemara's over here on Kubbeis and Bebeis, right where we left off. Sandal atova bepishtan and cholzenbo, and olet tochash. What do you mean? It's only tofer bepishtan. It's only tofer bepishtan. So Rashi explains that these tfiras, these stitches, are the ones that, what are they doing? So they are either because you need kula or, Rashi says, and cholzenbo kula or, the fifth narrow line of Rashi and Kufbeis and Midbeis, or that's one shot, you need, and it's not totally made from leather, right? If you look at the Shulta Gibor, it says Fakert, Hakol Holech Achar Amamid. You find it in the Masechta Kelim. Since the Pishtan is what's keeping this shoe together, the entire shoe is considered a shoe of Pishtan, not considered leather at all. Fine. Good. These are just some of the initial discussions concerning what the shoe has to be like. Good. As a machlokas yen kuf beis and midbeis in the bang over tamid aleph kuf gimel and aleph, but it's an olech tochash story. Do you derive from tochash or don't you derive from tochash? But the Gemara is over here, and going up to, over to kuf gimel and aleph, the Gemara is over here as follows. The Gemara says, "Is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon." Mani Rabbi Meir, Hakiteo to Bekavshal Divri Rabbi Meir, right? And according to the Rabbi Yossi Oser, and according to the Gemara, it seems to say that according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need Tachash. Everything is considered to be in the category of a shoe. So much so that the Gemara wants to know the end. So why can't you use anything in Anpalya, a sock. Says, well, my answer is no, different story. High Megan, for high low Megan. The sock doesn't offer sufficient protection. That's why it's no good. Nonetheless, the sock is no good. The answer is it doesn't provide protection. So machlokas hatanoim, Rabbi Yosi, we derive from Tachash or not? Rabbi Meir says no, and Rabbi Yosi seems to say yes. Adkan the Gemara. Apparently, an anpalya shel or, which works, apparently it provides us some measure of protection. Right? The Mukhi Yosi seems to say that if it's made from leather, it's automatically considered to be a shoe. We don't take into account so much protection. As opposed to, for example, kurka. You may remember kurka is about the eighth line, would now line up with kuf beis amid beis, right? So he says as follows, kula shel seir nami, ha'u, because they think that seir is also takash, it comes from an animal. No, that's called a kurka or a kraka, I don't know what it is. It's not considered to be a shoe in the first place. Fine. Comes out, mefurish in the Gemara, Rabosai. The Gemara has one more condition when it comes to a shoe. It has to have an okave. It has to have a heel. What does a heel mean? Some say it has to have a hard bottom. Some say it has to have a heel in the back, which protects the... that's a unique halacha. The Gemara puts it over in Kuv Gimelam and Beis. It has to have an okave, a heel, with respect to chlitza. No heel, it's no good. It's not valid for hilchas chalitza. Okay, that's very nice. What about for other areas of halacha? So then the Mukhi Yosef says, with respect to, he says, prat the sandal hamasulium she'en lo okiv. No, it's no good. It's a unique din, says in the Mukhi Yosef, when it comes to chalitza. Yom Kippur? Can magic guys go out? I have no heel. That's ridiculous, isn't it? That's ridiculous. It's usur to wear a shoe on Yom Kippur, even if it has no heel. So we can't make an absolute and total comparison between Yom Kippur and Chalitza. And the Ritva writes, although normally the definition of Nahal Minol is identical, the more compares them, Yom Kippur Chalitza, right? As well, you're right. But the Chalitza is an additional din. Not enough to be a Nahal, has to have an Okiv over and on top of being a Nahal. Yom Kippur, that additional din does not apply. Fine. The Pashup shot in the Ritva is it's Mutter Yom Kippur, absolutely Mutter. He says it three times. Mukhi Yosef left out all those three times. Says Misha Chosh Baraglo. It's permissible to wear these kinds of shoes which are not considered halachically now. So the Achronim say they didn't have the Ritva. Only had Mukhi Yosef. It's only Mutter Mishas Atchak. But the Chatchili, you shouldn't wear any of these kinds of things on Yom Kippur. And the Bach said his rebbes went barefoot. Barefoot on Yom Kippur. I've never seen him go barefoot on Yom Kippur. The Bach, so his rebbes, mamish went barefoot. Pillay ploy. Yochif legamri. Most poskim say that you're allowed to wear anything which is not considered to be leather. It's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Yom Kippur. The Balamor and Yuma, where this comes up, says, you know, if it's just a sack, things of this nature, he calls Sudra Kare, that's not considered to be a shoe at all. Everyone agrees that's mutter, it's no problem. But if it's a shoe which protects your foot well, even though it's not made from leather, it's still usur. Ramban disagrees. The post can have a whole to-do about this. Some say that wood is a separate chumrah. It comes up in the sugya. But wood is a real problem. I think I once told you that was in Tisha B'Av once in Amsterdam, and they were wearing their wooden shoes that Holland is famous for on Tisha B'Av. They don't hold from this chumrah. Halacha lemaaseh, Rabosai, the halacha, I left out the Bach, because no one holds with the Bach of going absolutely barefoot, but they do quote this chumrah for those who want to be machmir, not to wear things, shoes which are very protective. I'm told that some people don't want to wear some of the sneakers we have nowadays, because they're very protective. I don't know. If you have these modern sneakers that are very, very strong, just not made from leather, or you have synthetic leather, which is very strong, then I can hear a chumrah of not wearing it. The sneakers that I wear from so many years ago, you said to make a comeback now, what do they call it? I think it's called Converse. Keds, one of those things. Oh, those things, You know, as they say, if you walk over a pebble, you feel it more than you would feel in a regular shul. Huh? Emes?
I wore Converse when I played the varsity basketball for high school.
They're perfectly good, but today they would make fun of you. After the NBA, I don't think anyone's wearing that kind of stuff anymore. They are? They're coming back. Very good. Okay, very good. Whatever it may be. So, just giving you some of the highlights over here in terms of what the poskim say about chalitza and what they say about Yom Kippur. Again, as long as you're not wearing leather, it's het gamar al pi ikar adin. And those who want to be a little bit more machmash should wear something which you can feel something on the floor a little bit, etc., etc. Good. Rabosai. There is again, I'm just going quickly because of time considerations. I want to make one more comment what we glossed over earlier, which we really should come back to, and that is kavana. We spoke a little bit about kavana at the beginning of today's shiur. What kind of kavana must you have? What kavana? Where kavana? So here we have a big fight. Ooh. There are many, many who consider kavana with respect to chalitza to be what's called kavanas hakna. You have to be makneh. The yovam has to have the kavana to be makneh the woman to herself. And even though he's sort of the more passive partner in terms of what's being done, he's the more active partner in terms of who is, if in effect, releasing the other party. If you know from the Kiddushin, the man is the active party. There he's active in the action too. He gives her the ring or gives her the get. Here comes the chalitza. She does the action, but he is issuing the release, if you will. So if you require kavanas heter, the primary emphasis is on the man. However, there are those who claim that lo hayu devara me'olam. There's no such thing. You don't require a kavana for a heter. All you require is a kavana for the maisa chalitza. Some call it a kavanas mitzvah. This, of course, fits in what we spoke about in apsicha yesterday. What kavanas heter? You're not being matter anybody. The Torah is being matter. The Torah is being matter. You don't have to have kavana to be matter. The pasuk is talking about shechita. You have to have kavana to do the act of shechita. The Torah is matter. Okay? The Beis Meir here in Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Mem Dalet talks a lot about this. What kind of kavana is required? That you have to have a measure of kavana. Kavana is very, very important. Critical. However, the question is, what is kavana? Ein tzorech ela kavanas mitzvah b'shas maisa. That's it. You have kavanas mitzvah. Right? And you don't have to have what's called kavanas haknos. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Perek Dalet. Okay? Fine. The ksos is the same thing. The ksos is the same thing. That you need kavanas mitzvah and not kavanas hakna, because if it be kavanas hakna, you wouldn't need both of their kavanas. Why? Since he is releasing her kavanas are necessary. He compares to das acheres makta by kinyonim. He goes to a whole discussion here in the Beis Meir, according to the Chacham Tzvi, where the guy is a mumar. So we assume a mumar has to do chalitza. He's willing to do it, but he doesn't have kavanas for mitzvah. He doesn't believe in God. So how can he have kavanas mitzvah? That's the pilpul debate. I have time to go into this pilpul. You can look it up on your own. Here in Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Mem Dalet. Sif Mem Dalet. The Shah Melech said you don't even need kavanas mitzvah. It depends upon the mitzvahs, like shechita. But maybe you just need kavanas maisa. Again, I'm just giving you some of the briefings which we had glossed over earlier. Good. Rabosai, let us continue now where we are now. The Gemara has over here Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, trying to go as quickly as we can. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Haiman Decholet Storch Lemitchaseh Lekare. Get a step down on your foot. Okay? And it's clear. Fine. Fet Gemara Batanya Ben Omid Ben Yoshi Ben Mutter. Oh, you're Dechasakari? Yeah, but you're stepping down. If you're sitting down, you're stepping with your hard on your heel. So the question over here becomes this idea of standing. Are you required to stand? The top Tosafot talks about it. Actually came up in literally in the last year on on Sunday. What do you have to stand up for? Chalitza, maybe because it's considered to be a din. Amir, this is va'omad, the word va'omad is used. And rikika, they should be able to see better. There are three different reasons, perhaps, why you have to stand at least lechatchila for the various aspects of the chalitza process. And as we said before, some say you don't have to stand up for all of them. Rambam seems to say only for one, not for the other. I'm not going to go into all the shittas right now, but it's a... the Ritva agrees with Tosis, lechatchila, you should stand up for everything. Everything. Sometimes it's considered to be a Gemara din, as I said before. Fine. Okay. Now, the word sarach. Sarach lemitcha se'akara. Does that mean absolutely must? It's no good without it. The Ramban says that sarach must be li'ikuva. The Ravid says no. It's enough lechatchila. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says like this. Hi, ma the maski alich to lekare. Right? Again. Vatanya ben Omer ben Yoshe ben Muta. What's the kash? I mean, that's kosher. And here it says that it's tzarech. It's no stira. Tzarech lechatchila and it's kosher b'di'evid. The Gemara's kash implies, as the Ramban, that it's no good even b'di'evid. Tzarech lechatchila and akari. Okay. Fine. That's what it says. This is as far as this din is concerned. But there are other dinim which are coming up. The Gemara wants to know, the Ritva, right, excuse me, is a different teretz. What was the question? The question was, why did you draw a distinction between the Chatchila and the Yevin? What's the Gemara's kasha? So one answer, of course, is, you see it's no good, even with the Yevin. That's the Ramban's answer. If you don't know from the Ramban, you're stuck with this kasha. Some say it was called Royal Amida. Royal Amida are both sides. In some cases were not even considered Royal Amida. But we'll... The Ritva says like this. If Amida is a din l'chatchila, then why must you step down so hard? The Midrash says Akari. Right? If the Oman is Ma'akev, then you can say, as the Ramban writes, you know, Amida b'derech halicha. When you walk, you step down hard. But if it's only lechatchila, then we wouldn't be so strict about it. That's another answer to this question. Okay. Fine. So now, Rabosai, let us jump, just because we don't have too much time, talk a little about a kiteya. What's over here? A kiteya. Whole discussion. Well, it starts off by saying, right over here, Haiman de maski alichta de kare lo cholitz. What does that mean? His foot is backwards. So lo cholitz. Okay, so let's take a look at Tosfos. Let's read a little bit of Tosfos. Ma de maski alichta de kare lo cholitz, pierce bekuntris, kuf gimlam and aleph, she'ein ze kori regal, kevin jehovko kol. Kol shok de namelo mikri me'al raglo. Avol hecha she nikta raglo shoko hainu me'al raglo. Kevin the kodim the katia. Hoya shoko me'al raglo acha katia nami karina me'al raglo. In other words, a kiteya is good. Just that this is worse than a kiteya. Never had a properly formed foot. So too, he quotes the Rach. Tavad ocholos ma'damaski alichsa de kare glomotis shapo le minchas yelukule kare ahara. As we said before, it's not royal, the middle of the Kariara. If he's an Ami Osi Shapir, or the Guria Mikitea, the Kitea Dokas Shapir Kuli Shokara, with his prosthesis. What do you see from these Gedolim? Rashi and the Rach, they obviously hold Kitea's Cholitz. But the Reese says no on the first white line. Because the Yerushalmi says no. There's a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Ben Arkuva Ulamata Chalitos Aksherim. Hainu bekosher ritzuvos asandol me'akuvo lamata. Ava bekiteya lo ari midi. In other words, Rashi, the Rach can learn me'akuvo lamata, if his leg is cut off beneath the knee, is no problem. But the Yerushalmi says not the pshat. We're not discussing an amputee at all. We're discussing only where these straps happen to be tied. I, Rabbo says in the Braisa, Kava Kiteya, Ikalifrushinari, the Yor of the Acher of the Cholitz, as the Gemara says about Smichus Raglayim. In other words, Smichus Raglayim, the Gemara says, not that you're using him yourself, you're giving him to somebody else. So too, the Kiteya is giving his Kav to somebody else who is not an amputee. How exactly is he going to put the prosthesis on top of his regular full foot? I don't know. Maybe it has a certain form which can either fit on top of, I don't know, whatever. It's a technical problem. But the machlokas gedolei rishonim, can someone who has doesn't have a fully formed foot, can he do chalitza, yes or no? Rashi and Rav says yes, and the Tosfos say based on the Mishnari, based on the Mishalmi, that no. So machlokas gedolei rishonim. Okay. Machlokas gedolei rishonim. So I'm just mentioning it to you as we have it. We already spoke before that there are those who claim they can't do it, and therefore they were suggesting Yibum Bismanazet. Others say you can't do Yibum Bismanazet, Chil Hashem, impossible. Maybe we should be Makel in certain limited cases, but the Pashat Shad Gemara is not that way. Not that way. We don't rely on the other post. Okay? It's a Machlokes, Rabbi. It's a Machlokes. Oh. What about the Gemara? Tosis is going with the Gemara. Back to the same Tosis. V'hoda parach b'shas raglayim prat l'balei kavim. Hofi parach. Kevon d'shok lo mikri regel imkei l'mata me'akuva amayk shero. Not because he has a foot, but he's tying the wrong place. Holo havyak shira b'mokom regel. You're tying it in the wrong place. Okay, fine. This is the shaila. Oh, that's interesting. Halacha lemaisa is quoted in the Seder Chalitza, and I'll read you this briefly. That the Yova must have stepped down hard with his foot, with his shoe, on the ground. Here we go. Seder Chalitza. Okay. The Noda Behuda quotes a Chiddush from Rav Echad. I think it's from Zalman Emrich, if I'm not mistaken. He wants to change Minhag Yisrael instead of the what we saw in our experiment. The lady picks up the foot very high and then does the chalitza subsequently. The Rav Anal said, against the Gemara, Sorok HaMinuch said the Kare, it's even b'dievet, no good. What do you have to do? Don't pick up the foot at all. What does it mean? As you pull off the shoe when the foot's on the ground, Memela. It's impossible physically. I'm not going to pick it up a tiny bit. But, other than that, it has to be as close to the ground as possible. It says in the tour, for titpos raglo, doesn't mean you pick it up. It's while it's on the ground, you hold it, it shouldn't move from one to the other. It says v'tag bihenu, doesn't really mean it. So writes this rabbi. I can never be a rabbi now. Behud, not Behuda, Herich, Lister, Dvarov. His pshat is all wrong. So, you know, Machlokes and Hadu Chalitza can crap up at any point in time. He's a member of the Noda Behuda's Bezdin. We saw it quoted elsewhere. And the Noda Behuda argued with him. We see another good thing. You can be a member of the Bezdin of Noda Behuda and say your own peace. Okay, we don't pass like you, but we don't muzzle people. He wanted to change Minhag Yisrael from Doris. And there was a conversation, a whole long Pesach Tshuva about it, a whole Siyadalit. So we're not, if you have something you want to say, say it. I mean, a pasuk like you, they'll say it was a Talmud in the yeshiva had this new suggestion that was written about Arichas and they reject it. Okay, so it's still something. We have to learn from the Mas of Matan of Agadol Yisrael as it's found. Fine. The Rosh, again, we're trying to show you things that we can't show, even if it's brief. The Rosh is in Siman Zayin, if you don't mind turning quickly, to Siman Zayin, where this Gemara is found over here. Okay. The Rach says, came in the maski al luchta lo yochol mitritz kari dal gabe. You can't step down properly. The came in the east of the kari lo tritza havlo kamusha eno royal abila shabila makevesbo avol hecha da havetoritz kari meikara etc. etc. So he's saying over here, it's a matter of royal abila and bila makevesbo. Tosis may have implied that, but the one who says it explicitly is the Rosh. If you don't step down hard, it's not ma'akev. If you can't step down hard, then it is ma'akev. This is what the Rosh quotes from the Rabbeinu Chananel over here in Siman Zayin. In Siman Zayin. Okay. Interestingly, the Ramban says in the Mechamis that what we saw Pshat in Rashi, the Rashi said, as long as there was once a foot there, we can view the shin as me'al raglo, the previous regal. That's not true. There's no regal there now. We're just unable to consider it to be me'al raglo, and it would simply not be good. Oh. So I saw in the Chalitza Kilchasa, there's a discussion about what do you do? Do you do Chalitza if you're an amputee when the shoe is on your natural foot, or do you pull the prosthesis, which is covered with R? I said, what are they talking about? How can they be passing? You can't do it at all, like the Yerushalmi. Unless to say, I think I told you that we've read it from Nefesh HaRav, it's in the, Rabbi Reese has it in his Kuntres, and he did it in Berlin. I don't know. Maybe they're referring to a case of a Sfek Sveka, where in fact only the very bottom is cut off. Right? Only the very, very bottom. Hai istavira al aranochis. That's the by the ankle. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. Interestingly, he also goes in that sefer, picking up the foot. Is that a part of Chalitza or not? Nafkamina, the Yovam is not supposed to help at all. Can he pick up his own foot? Most poskim say that picking up of the foot is really a technicality, not part of the chalitz itself. If he picked up a little bit himself, it would not pass. Fine. Rabbosai, we got to move. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, turn the page. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Here we are taught na'alo. Ein yala na'alo, na'al shal kol odom yinayin tamaloma, na'al na'al mikomakom. What's na'alo? Na'alo aroyalo. Okay. Mor says, that's only b'diyevet, l'chatchila miyomar. So if he says, havla v'yaknila, so l'chatchila you need his own shoe. Why? Why? What do you need it for? So the ritva's a chiddush, Rabbosai. Chazal say you should try to fulfill pshuto shel mikra. So even though, na'alo, chazal darshan a ribui, that doesn't be your shoe, we try to fulfill pshuto shel mikra. So before the chalitz, we have makne, the na'al to the yovam, the whole pilpul, do a full Hakno or Matona Manas Lahazir, some don't trust the oven to be sophisticated enough to know that it's a Matona Manas Lahazir. I think we do a complete Matona. That's what some of the poskim say. No, that's what we do. If you look in the Rashba, in the Magen Mishnah quotes, there's a whole different pshat completely in why we require the Chatchila Na'al Shelo. You know why? To make sure that it fits. That brings an exercise that goes with that. Just to simply make sure that it fits. Some of the details don't work out. The case of the Gemara, if he wants to borrow his shoe, give him his shoe. Yeah, he figured out that it was a better fit. So even though it really the main purpose is the fitting, not the belonging, according to the Rashi and the Ritva, still, the Kach Tikkun Chazal, it should belong to you. It belongs to you. Usually it fits you. even though you're going to make it belong to you artificially, it's still included in this Takanas Chachamim. We should try to have the shoe belong to the Yavam directly. Okay, that's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. Good. Moving right along. The Gemara discusses on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom, about various shoes which are Asurim Bahano. It could be a Muzgar from Negataras. It could be Avodah Zara. All these cases are discussed here in the Sugya on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll discuss again briefly. The Ritva writes that if it's Muzgar, it's considered to be called Mos. Mos. Not nice to do a mitzvah with it. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, you know where you find Mos? You find it by a shofar, by a lulav, which are mitzvahs, which are of a very deep spiritual meaning, etc. Mitzvah asuyim lahadal lefnei amakom, shofar, lulav, etc. Chalitza, even if it's a mitzvah, it's not that kind of a mitzvah, and there's no din of Mos. He doesn't like these situations. You know what? Does it belong to you? Because it's Surya Hano, your palace is Poka. We said before, it should be Nalo. Or it's Gnaya Dover. The same level as Mos, you find the shofar lulav, but still considered not so nice. Not so nice. Something with the idea of a Chetusi Mikhtah Shiura into our sugi here. I'm not going into all the details. Considered to be crumbled up and not considered to have a proper shear. Fine. The Ritva has a kasha over here in the sugya. Interesting kasha. Ritva wants to know how Gemara seems to imply, you know what? Mikir Adin, there's nothing wrong with doing chalitza with these particular kinds of shoes, even though they're included in the category of Isuri Hano. He wants to know what happened to the Isuri Hano? In Tomar, Hare Nenes B'Sandal Shavodah Zarah. Don't tell me the like a mitzvah. Mitzvahs love the honest ditnu. But here there can be ultimately physical hano. What are the practical hano? What's that? Sheni teres the shuk. She can marry whom she pleases. V'gova k'subasa. The Gemara is by shofar. Mitzvahs love the honest ditnu. There's no hano. Here there is hano. Blow a shofar. Take a lulav. There's no hano. Here she can marry and live with a man. She can get money. There are many hanos over here. So the Ritva, Alpha Gavdi Ihi Nenis of the Isura, still a Chalitza Ksheira. In the Chinam, it's Osir. But the Chalitza is a Chalitza Ksheira anyway. Hanokhani says no. Tlo Chashiva Hano Bisurin Elekshenene Begufo. When you have direct physical pleasure from the item which is Osir Bano. Abalatero the Shuk, who's Chiosu Beksuba. Ain't it a gufa shel sandal? Penachalitza like a groma bialma. Groma bialma, it is not a problem. It's not a problem. Compared it to a mudamim hanomim mayan, shetovol imosak shamin, I betfilazu nita mitumaso, has kama devorim, she can live with her husband, they can go to base, they can do a lot of different things, eat kochim, doesn't matter. The act of tefillah itself in the winter time is an unpleasant act, and therefore we do not apply the principle of Isur Hanah in that kind of a case. Fine, I both say. We'll have to just give this a once over and move on to the next part of the discussion. Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, top Mishnah. Cholza Belayla Chalitzasa Ksheiru. Bismol Chalitzasa Psulu. Let's just analyze these things very quickly, one at a time. Balayla says the Gemara, Leiva Makam Miflegi. The Marsava Makshina even in the Goyim. By Negasi by day. Umasava Makshina even in the Goyim. And Negasi by day. But a Riv in an adversarial dispute does not have to be by day. Lo. Kuliame Lo Makshina even in the Goyim. The Makshina and Zok the Helika Gemara. Afilu Gmardin Balayla Nami Lo. If you hold the Hekesh, even if Mardin Balayla is no good. Notice here's our first inkling about Tchilas in the Gemara, then it comes in almost in passing. Ocha boka miflegi. Mar sova chalitza ketchilas din. Damya. Umar sava chalitza kegmar din damyo. That's the shaila. What does it mean kegmar din ketchilas din? What does that mean? What does it mean? Rashi explains ketchilas din. Oh, so Rashi begins. I feel the gmar din namilo. Vanant nan dine mamad is done by yom vegomim balayla. So gmar din balayla is good. Ketchilas din damyo. The Nachlam, the Sanhedrin, the Tchilas Din Bayom, etc. What's the Gemara? But most of the Gemara is pretty straightforward. Why should we consider Chalitza a Din in the first place? Why is it a Din? Tchilas Din, Gemara Din. Why is it a Din to begin with? Why is it a Din? No. Why should it be a Din? Why? The chalitza din is Rashi, the first narrow line. The govok subasa has monetary implications. So has the status of din. So says Rashi. However, what chilas din? What's gemara din according to this? So we saw Rav Osai, if you want to look it up quickly, in the Hagos Mordechai. Simon Kuf Yutes explained to Firashi what the Shaila is over here. Should we treat it as Tchilas Din or as Gmar Din? I would have said for sure it's Tchilas Din. The Tzub hasn't been collected yet. Why should someone consider it to be a Gmar Din? So the Hagos Mordechai says, well, as follows. It's, those who want to look it up, it's Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, it's called over here. Chalitza Havi Din, because it's Ksuba. Tchilas Din, why? Because that's when you collect the Ksuba. What's Gemara Din mean? Hatch this now. Aide Chalitza Havala Ksubasa Kigvuya. Not just the beginning of the process. Once the chalitza is done, it's kigvuya already. I mean kigvuya. Kumi means shtar v'livos kigavidami, which we discussed a long time ago by Varesh Tchol, may actually be the case. So it appears. Now, the Poshup Shat Rav Osai over here, take a look, if you will, in the Rush, again, those who have time, the Rush Simon Yud, talks about this issue. Mikan mashma shem donin tchilas din balayla adin batel. Our sugya is mashma that the din is that in fact batel. Well, because the chalitza is no good, so to adin imamidus din would also be batel. Oh, it's interesting. A much more lumdish of art in Tchilas Din and so and Gemar Din is found in the Oroz Arua. He wants to know the heter of this woman to marry him when she pleases. The heter began when her husband dies and concludes when her brother does Chalitza. That's what it means. So therefore, this is only considered to be the Gemar Din. And what does the other man Damo says? No. For both sides, be practical. On a practical level, she was unable to marry until now. The fact that her Issa was downgraded from Chi of Misa to Chi of Malkus, that's an irrelevancy. That's how they explain based upon this much more lumdish idea. What about a get? Rav Yosef Karis is a get. A get is not a din at all. It doesn't need a bezdin. So of course it's good balayla. There's nothing to even talk about. Nothing to talk about. Zero. Ozerua is not so sure about all these things. He seems to work with an assumption that a get is like a gemar din. A tchilas din requires yom, not laila. A whole amazing chiddush, which we generally speaking don't accept. Last thing I want to mention is the Rambam sheet in Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. He says, Ein Tchilas Din Balayla. Because Dinim is like Nagoyim. Quotes our Gemara. Frekta Lecha Mishnah, in the very next halacha, he says, Gomrim Balayla. And our Gemara says, look what our Gemara says. Makshirim Nagoyim. No. Lo Makshirim Nagoyim. Din Makshirim Afilu Gemara Din Balayla Namilo. How can the Rambam say on the one hand, he quotes Makshirim Rivan Nagoyim, at the same time he says, Dona Bayom, Gomrim Balayla. Against the first Gemara, Yeram was Kufdala, but Aleph. So Lecha Mishnah's Kash. Well, that suggests the Teretz, that it's two separate dinim. One is Gemara Din Balayla. Stop. A freestanding Gemara Din. This cannot be at all if you hold from the Yisod of Makshin Rivla Nagar. But it's another din, as Rashi phrased it, quoted from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Donin Bayom Vigomrim Balayla. That's a new halach. Because since you already started, so you're already allowed to continue. That's a new din. That din will work even if you do hold the Hekash Rivul Nagoyim, because it's considered just a hemshech of what came before. So we wanted to suggest a possible terrorist to this kasha which was raised. Okay, Rabosai, this completes what I consider to be part one of today's shiur. So, you know, my own mind, this was the first half. It took us, I still don't know how long it took us, so we're okay. We're respectfully behind schedule. So, again, I apologize for just going over these things briefly. Just a little bit of just topic headings. You should review a little bit of things that we spoke about at much greater length at the initial time. Fine. So now, the first Pechina was today, a little schmooze about this very topic. The topic is a lefty. A lefty. Says the Mishnah, B'smol chalitzasa psula. Rabbi Elazar Machshir. So machlokas hatanoim, the left foot. Where does it come from? Says the Gemara on the last narrow line. Yalfin regel regel b'metzorah. Malahalam d'yamin. Afkan d'yamin. Okay. What do you do if you're left footed? Four sheets we saw. Four in the book of Yosef. The right foot, the left foot, both, or neither. Can't do better than that, right? In math, right? That's it. There are only four possibilities. Right, left, both, or neither. Okay. What's pshat? So, neither, says he has no right foot. Left. Well, it's like tefillin. Some say, no. Tefillin is the gzeres hakos of Yad Keo. Other than that, it's a suffix in the Gemara in Chulin Sadi Beis. Do you follow the average person of this group or this individual in particular? It comes from a different context completely. Oh. The Ramban, based on Bechoras Memhe, a left-handed Kohen, or left-footed Kohen is puzzle. Rashi explains he has no right. Some say no. He's a Balmum. Why is he a Balmum? Because they consider it leftiness, leftyhood, I don't know what time to say it, whatever you want to call it, to be some kind of a weakness. Some kind of a weakness. Where do you find this concept of weakness? No. Rebbe said it in Bechoras Memhe when it comes to someone who is ambidextrous. Claim is made, ambidextrous, new. When it comes to a real full-fledged lefty, everyone agrees it is some kind of a mum, weakness. Oh. The Ramban asked the Kasha, how come it's not found in the Mishnah in the Choros that a lefty is puzzle l'chol adeus? Must be, Rabbi Osai, that it's not a weakness, which the Gemara describes a machloikas with respect to a some is ambidextrous. It's a different halacha. What's the nature of the halacha? He has no right hand. Amazing. Has no right hand. Doesn't exist. Frektor samecha the karanora. Wait a minute. Mefurash Gemara and Zvachim. If you do avoda with your left hand, it's mechal avoda. Avoda is possible even b'diem. As opposed to a lefty, they claim that a lefty is found in the same list. In Bechoras, which is not an absolute milma. It's derived from a drasha Rabosa, ain't a shava bizarro shalara. It's based on zara shalara. So we gave a teretz. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. An amazing teretz. If you have a left hand, left is an active posel. You found that it's a tosel chumul nafchav. Left is an active posel. A person who is a lefty, a person who is a lefty, Rabosai, he has no left hand. It's just not a right hand. It's a right hand. So then, b'di'evah, we can say it was not mechal avoda. That's one possibility. Nafkamina, this is found in the footnotes on the Rashi Mechulin. If somebody does it with him, it would be presumably mikosh. Chazanish says no. In fact, it is possible. It is possible. It's not found in the same list in the Mishnayos.
It's found in a different place.
I'm not going into the problem of where things are found here in the Sefta Bechoros. I just have to gloss over it for the moment. How do you define Rabosai, a lefty, a left-footed? So Rashi in Bechoros says, Shemahalech okel regel smol tchila. When you walk, Rabosai, when you walk, you pick up your left foot first. Did you ever pay attention? We learned about a month ago how you put the foot you pick up first. Anybody paid any mind to it? We do it by reflex. We don't even think about these things. We just go. It seems to be we don't bat 1,000 in right foot first, and that's what the post can say. You follow the majority. When no one's looking, just watch the guy. And if the majority of the time picks up the right foot first, he must be a right-footed individual. Fine. That's what it says based upon Rashi. Follow the majority. So the Pesach Shuva says in Seder Chalitza, Sif Katan Tes. There's again the same Rabbi Zalman Emrich had his own din. He learned Pshat. No, what's the difference which foot you pick up first? Righty and lefty in the hand is a big difference. You're both saying, by a show of hands, or hand. Who feels a major difference in what he's doing between right hand and left hand? Everybody raise their hand. We're not so ambidextrous most of the week. Yeah. And who thinks the difference between on a typical day on which foot you use? Who thinks about that? Yeah? One person? Okay. We don't pay any mind to a foot. What's the difference? Who thinks about it? We don't do anything with our feet except for walk. And we just walk. You're right. If you're in the NFL or you're a punter or a field goal kicker, then you have to think about it carefully. Anybody ever function in that capacity? A lot of sportsmen, but not that capacity.
You play soccer.
Oh, you play soccer. Oh, you have a Canadian. You play soccer, then you have to know. You have to think about it. Kadoregel in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know most people don't drive with their left foot, but still, even if you try to drive with your left foot, it feels
right. I didn't think of that. Oh, wow. I didn't think of that.
I've tried to before.
I didn't. It's on the right side, though.
But that you can't. That's because General Motors makes. You know, and do they make cars for lefties?
Yeah, England.
England is a different. They drive a different side. It's a different story.
No. They probably drive up the left. The drivers on the left side.
Do all British drive with the left foot? Put the gas on the left foot?
I don't know.
Who's ever lived in? There's no Englishman here. Australians maybe. Did they also have that thing? I don't know. Find out me how they drive in England. But for most of us, we all drive with that, right? You all press the gas with your right foot. Everyone does that. And they teach you to press the brake with your right foot too. Not like yeshivisha, that they, you know, they drive with 2 feet. That's the yeshivisha meaning. But you're not supposed to do it that way. Am I correct? I mean, they haven't changed that they taught me many years ago. Yeah. So, but I don't know. I think left footers are there's no choice. The way they've set the motor, the General Motors is not making separate cars for lefties, but with the gas and then the brakes reversed. To my knowledge, and you don't have a lawsuit.
It'd be dangerous because if you're on the right
side,
you have to drive on the other side.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. Okay, I guess they're afraid to do it because even though a lefty may prefer it, but someone else is going to come in there, not going to realize it. There'll be a chas v'shalom. Okay. You're right, but you are correct. Drive, did anyone ever have something, maybe you had a cast once and you couldn't drive with your right foot and maybe you drove with your left foot? I'm told people do that sometimes. Happened to you?
Yeah.
It was okay?
It took a while getting used to
this. I guess there is something that we do only with our right foot. So maybe we shouldn't jump to accept the opinion of Rav Zalman Emrich. Another people foresaw driving cars and Henry Ford. Yeah, sorry.
Well, really doesn't it has to do with things that you do that needs like either concentration or more accuracy.
Right.
So you just have to find something. You know, all these things. You know,
most people's lives before they had cars. Before they had cars, so you did nothing in your life, which required an individual foot except to walk. So you walk right, walk left. That's what Zalman Emrich Svar. It has to be something which is dragging your foot. Then you're in it. Otherwise, the gosh. That's his svar. Pischet Shiva quotes it. The post can reject it. Chasam Soas is right, but Chas not the pass like him. We read it from the Pischet Shiva. Okay. Good. Rabbi Isai is wanted to discuss that issue, how we define someone who is who's left footed. Good. So Rabbi Isai, Lemaisa. What do we do? The Marshal Paskin's right foot. Because that's what the Rambam says. Right? Makes no conditions. That's it. Finished. Right foot. Okay? I mentioned that we had this Lubachina, that the Bogan Giborim writes in Simon Chav Zion, which is the law of right and lefty for tefillin, that the fundamental dispute is what's shot with a lefty? Is with a lefty, everything's switched. His right is the left, and his left is right. Then you have to do chalitza on the left foot. Oh no! His right is right, his left is left. Same as everybody else. Tefillin is a unique thing. Yad Keo. Then you have to do a chalitza on the right foot. That's a machlokas of Rishonim as understood by the Mogen Giborim. Good. Mechaba Pasi, you do both. You do both. Some say it's no takana. So what we do is, if there's another brother, let the other brother do it. If otherwise, we just do both. How do you do both? A big dispute. Some say do both at one time, and some say do both b'zeach hazeh. Problem b'zeach hazeh, Rabbi Isai, it's gewalt. It's going to be chalitza psula. Shvich olach zol kol achim. Yeah. So the Bach says no. You have kavana only to chalitza for the one which is the real one. The one which is not real, that's nothing. So the pischei tshuva. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, I'm just about to talk about that. So the pischei tshuva is discussing over here the concept of a chalitza al atnai. That you make a condition. This is in Siman Kuf Samach Tes in Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Chav Dalid. Pischei Tshuva says you make it on a condition. The one that's the correct one, that's the one that I want. Frek the Pischei Tshuva, it's not bechalitza. We just looked at the Sukkot Chavav, it's not bechalitza. How do you make it conditional? Rabbeinu Shalom. So, it says like this. Perhaps the whole din of Tanai Bechalitza is derived from Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvain, because you need to have Shavid Ayadei Shliach, is only Dumin of Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvain. There was a future condition. If you'll cross the Yarden, then you'll get this. If not, not. Therefore, we say you need Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvain after the Shliach. Yeshua is the Shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine, but if it's a Tanai in the past tense, what past tense? Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know. We forgot already. Okay, if Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that a left foot person is on the right left foot, I want the left foot. If you want the right foot, I want the right foot. There should be nothing with nothing. It's past tense. There are some poskim with this. The Mishnah Lelach talks about it. Perhaps you would not require the laws of Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvain. And therefore, a Tanai perhaps would be effective. Pischei Tshuva has the Mishnah Melech backed out from that. It's against the Gemara, Rabbi Isai. What Gemara? The Gemara talks about at kisotis, imsotis, in the case of chalitza, of sota rather, which Gemara Kiddushin compares to the same idea that we have over here. And it says that it applies even though it's past tense. You were unfaithful, you weren't unfaithful. back and forth. That's what's discussed over here in the Pesachei Tshuva. So, truth is, the Mishnah backed out a few times. If you look on the side of the New Franklin Rambams, you really don't need it. Chidush Aran says so in Gittin Memhei. It's clear from the sugya in Sotis and Lo Sotis that you have to say both. According to Rabbi Meir, it requires Tanai Kofel. Please see it applies to past tense. Answer is Tanai Kofel is not Mishpate HaTanoim, to use my Rebbe's vocabulary. It's Mishpate HaLashon. Mishpate HaLashon, simply semantics and syntax, and how we would make implications or not. No difference whether it's the condition is a past condition or a future condition. It's all the same thing. However, when it comes to the formal requirements of Negad Bnei Reuven, so there we say, Rabosai, there we say that the requirement is only a requirement in future Tanoim and not in past Tanoim. So even though it's Ef Shadei Shaliach, it's gonna help in a Tanai in the past tense. That's one answer which can be given, Rabosai. Not going into all the details, because Chetshuva quotes the Tosis and Ksubas and find out it was on our screen. I think we saw it more than once. And there, through a Shliach, is in a certain sense different, more significant, if you will, than the other rules of semantics. And that seems to be a Kasha. It's no Kasha. There, all Tosis says that everyone agrees you derive from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. But if past tense, it's not from Negad Bnei Reuven, so then you wouldn't be Adesh Shlich either. So the Kashim Tosai and Dal, we said, the Pesachei Tshuva asked, is not a Kashim. Then he gives another teretz based upon a Ramban, in Baba Basra, that Kuf Chavov. What a Ramban says, the only time you need to know him is Ben Adam Lachaveiro, not Ben Adam Leatzma. Negad Bnei Reuven is about the land of Eretz Yisrael, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, not Ben Adam Leatzma. I don't like this teretz too much. Although it's true that the Tanai over here is what did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the correct psak in terms of a lefty? What should he do? That's Ben Aron Leatzmo in a certain sense. But the chalitza itself is obviously Ben Aron Lechavero between the man and the woman. So therefore I thought the Ramban made a distinction not between what the Tanai is like. It's going to rain or it's going to do something. But what the Mice is about. That's what I thought. I thought, that I was against the Pesachei Tshuva twice on these issues. One, whether it's Kasha from the Tosas and Ayin Dal, it's a Kasha or not. He thought it's a Kasha, I thought it's no Kasha. And whether you can rely upon the Ramban, he says you can, and I thought you can't. He says some of the details in this sugya. Fine, Rabbi Osai. We'll have to cut short this sugya because we have to learn other sugyas. Okay. Back to the lefty, he's like, yeah, I'm sorry.
I already assume that the Mishnah, that's the correct answer to this, that's all.
I'm not saying for sure it's correct, but it was a claim that he backed out. He backed out twice. He backed out a second time. Printed on the start of the Franklin Rambam. I'll show it to you.
Well, I suppose, is that how we rely on this?
They rely upon it among other things. To the best of my knowledge, that's what's done in the very rare case where you have a left-footed person. Again, I've never dealt with it. I can't say for sure. This is printed on page Samach Zayin, one of the Franklin Rambams on the side, quotes the Sefer Divrei Emes. Rav Mishnah Melech Chozer Bo V'Hiskim T'Tanai L'Sha'ova and Torah Mishpatei HaTanoim. We'll come back to this hopefully tomorrow, we'll try, about a slightly different case. Mishpatei HaTanoim, not if it's past tense mamish, but it's a Tanai D'me'achshav. That's found in the Rambam over here, Nebuchadnezzar, Yishas, Perek, Vav, Alocha, Yudzayin. Then we'll try to come back to that a little bit. Hopefully we'll get to it tomorrow if you have a chance to get that far. We'll try. Okay. So Rabosai, all those scoundrels that did chalitza regularly, and then they said, we were fooling, we're really left-footed, so we're helping us, what is that, sex faker, he said that, we should be okay? Number one, Rabosai, It's a machlokas hatanoim. Right. Rabbi Lezer makshir. And some poskim, some rishonim, hold that way. Hold that way. That's a svarah to be made. Right. That's all. That's one possible svarah. Another possible svarah is that even though it's considered to be like he's an eater, he's supposed to use the right foot. We saw that. Many rishonim hold that way. Another possibility is he's lying. And a fourth possibility is the Rav Zalman Emrich, that he's almost not dragging his foot. The fourth sphagus we have over here, in a pinch after the fact, to allow the original chalitza. The guy wants to do another, we're going to let him. He's holding up for $1 million and say, go jump in the lake. That's the compromise of the poskim saying. All right, guys? Good. Let's now turn to Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We got to move. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Two Rashis on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a dispute. What's ma'akev? Right? Chalitza for sure is ma'akev. What about Rikika? It's a machlokas ha-tanoim. Right? Rabbi Loza says no. Kocha yosa koldavashu maisa ma'akev. In other words, Kriya, no. It's only speaking. But Rikika is an action. Rabbi Kiva says no. Kocha yosa le'ish. Koldava shumaisa biish. This is the Yisod. This is what on our psicha yesterday, we said that you see from here that chalitza is a mitzvah, but the fact on the level of the raisa, there are things which are not miyak. Okay, fine. Let me go to part two of this mission. Hacheresh shenechlatz vachereshes shecholza vecholetzes lekoton chalitzosa pesula. Rashi, funny Rashi. Lepotra b'mokom ach kosher. It's psula to pater her if there's a kosher brother. And if there's no kosher brother, then it's different. That's the kasha everybody asks. What is going on over here? What a great kasha this is. Comes the Rashash and asks this kasha. Everybody say, I think we can afford a minute to look at the Rashash. I'd like to show a little bit. At least 90% of Shias is Balpeh. We saw a little bit of a Rosh, a little bit of a Mordechai. We'll see a little bit of a Nebuka Yosef, a little bit of a Roshash, just a little bit, just to have some reading practice. Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. Here's the Roshash. It's the last two lines of page Mem Zion in our print. Tos Yotav Kosav Ola Valesa, Tafilu Ein Kanach. Elohu, ein nifteres b'chalitzasa. Davar pashut. Does anybody disagree? One. Who remembers the name of that person who disagreed? On this point, I said she really is. That's the Netziv. The Netziv in the Meshiv Davar says the psul of v'cheresh is only midirabonon, and that there's no other brother that ever made exer. The poskim say, how can that be? It's against the Mishnah, Mamish. A Mishnah later on, Rabosai on Daf Kuf Yud, it's quite clear that this is simply not true. People have stark atinas against the Netziv, but that's what he says. But that's only his sheet. So what else is he going to say? V'li nira nidas Rashi. V'im ein kan ach acher, turn the page. If there's no other brother, lachlots, rashoy acherish liyabma achachalitzoso. The cave on the Eila Takona Acheres Logosu Rabbonon. Whoa, different work. The Chalitza is taka no good, but the Yibam is going to work. L'chein Kosav, so the Kotoni Pesula. What does Pesula usually mean? Poseles? When there are other brothers. When there are other brothers. But if there's no other brothers, Muteres Tisyabim Machakach, Kain Nirali Lachon Uledina Gamke. Whoa, is this not Yachidish Naira? The Netziv and his Chiddush is Neira Neiros. That we don't accept. The Rashashtra's Chiddush is Neira, not Neira Neiros. I don't know if anyone agrees with this Teretz, if it would ever come up in such a fascinating Teretz. I don't know. I don't know if it would be accepted. But that's what he says. Fine. The Aruch HaNer says, why can't you do Yibum? Because the people are going to make a mistake. there was a chalitza kshera, and it's mutter to be yavim after a chalitza kshera. That's why they asked it. When it comes to a cheresh or bosai, there's no gzera. No one's going to make a mistake. But if he has a brother, don't make a mistake. So it's having a cheresh is a ben yochid, if you will, ach yochid, they're not going to make a gzera, let you make a mistake. So that's his terrace to this kash. And B'Kiv Eger, that's sort of a combination. He says, there's a mitzvah asay of yibum. So if there's another brother who can do yibum, they made a gzera. They made a gzera. I have to see how does this fit with the mitziv. I'm not going to go into all these details right now. Paul's can talk about it. If you look at the Shiure Mincha on the Tosefta. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, he says. According to Rabbi Meir, if there's no other brother, she's Muteres Lashuk to Chalitza's Cherish. They never made a Gzeir when there are no brothers. Halacha Lamaisa, it's nothing. So it starts off as a Nitziv, but ends up no good. So it's again not Noira Noros. It's just whatever you want to call it. Not on that same level. That's what the Shori Mincha says. Okay. Fine. One final answer is the Yeshua's Yaakov, who says as follows. We have a situation, Rabosai, where we say that, and it's going to lead us to our next discussion, the discussion, Rabosai, of Godel Omer al-Gabov. And Godel Omer al-Gabov, Tosfos wants to know why the Gemara didn't say over here, Cheresh the Kotten Lavanei Dea, as it has when it comes to Masechta Gittin. Gemara says, Godel Omer al-Gabov. So the Yeshua Siaka makes the following comment. He says, by a stam get, we say Isha is lav legerish and kaimon. So therefore, if you want to give her a get with Godel Omer al-Gabov, it's not going to work. But by cherish, Rabbi say, stam is le chalitza kaim. Because after all, stam le chalitza, no one's going to get married to this cherish. So therefore, Rabbi say, therefore, it's going to work. It's going to work. But if there is another brother, Stamal Ibn Kaime, then it wouldn't work. So I don't know. I think according to the Yeshua's Yaakov, we're going to run back into the Nitziv. Noir Noros. It's going to work, at least with God of Al-Gabov. So there are a whole bunch of fancy terutz to this kash against Rashi, and some of them really have significance. Rashi says a word, we don't take it lightly. Before we get to God of Al-Gabov, there's another Rabbi Osei, there's another, since we're here in the Rashash, let's just finish up the two other, it's amazing, two other Rashash of note on the same page. How many Rashash do we do all together this whole pair? I don't remember even any others besides this now. Maybe three of them we looked at. Three in a row. There's another one. On where Rashi has a Lashon over here on the mission itself. Rashi has a Lashon, Rabbi Osei, the third part of the Mishnah, if I may. Cholzah b'shnayim, or b'shloshin, it's echad b'kar of apostle, chalitzos ha'psula, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Sander, machshirin, zok Rashi. Rashi says, cholzah b'shnayim k'sherim, or b'gimel, it's echad of apostle, the hodah ha'vel is shnayim, chalitzos ha'psula. So Rashi says it's only because you're lacking the magic number of three. What do you see from Rashi? Let's see the carbon the Birshash says. That you do not apply the principle of Nim Tzach and Karma Pasal Badayanim. We discussed this yesterday a little bit. Remember the five, the two extras you say, don't you say? The Mishnah Mel, the Pilp was about it. It's from Rashi to Rai, you don't say it. Take a look in the carbon in the Rashash over here on that Mishnah. The very next piece in Rashash. Look what he says. Eidus Kaimelan and Sakar of Apostle, Kulan Batalin. Okay? But Tosfos Sanhedrin Alpha Beis says the Rav Shimon means our Rav Shimon in our Mishnah. Benim tzeecha men korva puzzle the sky ima edus bashar. The reason why Rav Shimon argues in our Mishnah, he denies the entire concept of nimsa eid echot korav apostle edus kula betela. No, that's his own unique shita. So if it's going with that shita, he holds it by edus is also not bottle. No, so by the animal is also not bottle. But since we have it the paskin when it comes to edus that it is bottle, so by the animal is also going to be bottle. Nitchu divir rav magiyah b'tazayin yichaseinus mishnah lemelech to prove from Rashi that korav apostle halav lishnayim. No! According to Rav Shimon, you don't even say it when it comes to Edim! Okay, that's number two. Finally, now, and once we're in the Rashash, Nishalti. Skip one Rashash, now go to the. Actually, we shouldn't even skip that either. Because I told you, be Pia Rava Goran Barav Maran Hirschleib, read the Valojan. The Tal Sofer and Tosis, what the Chiddush quotes the Nativ. He was a contemporary of the Nativ. He quotes him by his Yiddish name, Hirschleib, as it was known at the time. Valojan of Yerushashiva. Now nishalti, isha medaberes ve'ena shomas machmas choli shenaf li yovam. Imeshal takana b'chalitza. Mimikus ena roar lebila de kriya hold the ein lanu mabu ech lalamda kriya. We can't teach her. And look, I wrote in Gittin. There it talks about the school in Vienna where they used to be able to teach people. But we can't teach her. So she's like an alemis. So it's no good. Or no, she can speak, we just can't teach her this particular sentence. She can't speak, just can't teach her. Hey Shafti, if she's royal of Kriya, she didn't know this particular pasuk, she has to say, we don't know way to teach her. Right? Lo mik, lo tikra, it's considered a royal of Kriya. What's that mean? You need Baba Basra Payalef. Rabotai. It's not, how shall we say it, in theory, it's in practice. Forget about this case of the woman who lost her sense of hearing. Even if she did not lose her sense of hearing, Rabotai, even if she still hears, but she's just thick, you can't teach her what to say, it's also Meyakiv. Baba Basra Payalef, guy buys two trees. Maybe we ain't a kore, might be kurim, call it royal the beer. Even the quantum inside of bikurim is royal the kriya with two trees and only three, but we don't know any better, it's still considered to be an aroy. Fine. But then he says, a new vart over here. A new vart. What's that? Hoyal and shasa kosher. It's hoyal and shasa kosher. We say it's considered to be roy. He talks about that. Akaras, Akenas, Sris, all kinds of stuff. Shasakosh. The Gemara says otherwise, but fine. Otherwise, the moment of death, I'm not going into all the various protim. The Gemara discusses that just before a person dies, that's an ayin tes amid beis. The Rashash quotes an interesting fact. Who wants to know? He says, Einocha Isha Shekshar Liyavim. The second before he dies, he's unable to have children. He's presumably weak, whatever it may be. That's an interesting commodity quotes over there. So you see that if you were fit at the beginning, it's okay. So the last line of the first column, if you have Elam, Vilemis, and Cholts, only if they were born that way. And he says, no, it's not going to help. Why is it not going to help? Because he quotes in the Muka Yosef and the Perek, who says, you're not considered to be Roy till you actually teach them. And since you didn't actually teach them, it's not considered to be Roy. That's what it says over here in the Rashash. So we wanted to suggest that Bisman Azed, as all the girls know how to read from a young age, that this Chumrah wouldn't apply. We do see from the Rashash though that you have to be able to read properly. Rav Moshe assumes you have to be able to read properly. And Rav Moshe says, you see from here that even though there's so many different dialects in Klal Yisrael, you have to assume that every dialect is acceptable, because otherwise, a guy isn't going to read, can't speak Galatianish or Atemanah. So then there's no Chalit, that's impossible. The only problem with this whole Rashash is that it's against a Mefurisha Gemara on Kuf Yudam and Aleph. Unfortunately, it was a great try, Rashash. But this radiation is against the Mefurisha Gemara. Mamash Mefurisha Gemara. We spoke before that on that Kuf Yudam and Aleph Mashma against the Nativ. It's also against the Rashash. It says in the Mishnah, Pikachas v'chakak nischarsha. The last narrow line. So it's no good. I have shasa kosher. So Rashash explains, no. Shasa kosher just means that if it's a chesaron in the Zika, a sris is no Zika. But if that's when we say shasa kosher helps. So you say this is an individual who had a Zika between this man and this woman. But over here, what is the problem of ein ara l'kriya, the fact that there was a ruas l'kriya earlier will not be of any avail. It's not going to help. Not going to help. Rabosai, I didn't get as far as I wanted to get. We covered a lot of ground, but not as much as I wanted. Tomorrow, Blinetta, we're going to start. And the Tosfos over here, Kuf Dalem and Beis, Godel Omen Al Gaba. We'll start 9 o'clock. We'll end in the a.m. Hopefully, we'll be at the regular time. But we'll try, okay? 9 o'clock.